What is present in your life that could hijack God's vision for your future? If that doesn't change, it's going to have implications for your marriage, family, career.
This gathering is called Become New, that the main thing God gets out of your life is the person that you become.
Who you become matters more than what you do. Why, like your ambition or motivation, matters more than what you do. How you go about doing what you do matters more than what you do. And oh, by the way, what you do really, really matters.
You can get the what to look pretty impressive, but if the who or the why or the how is wrong, it can actually do more damage than good.
We give so much attention to polishing the outside that the inside often atrophies.
From God's perspective, what matters deeply is not so much do I get the story that I want, but does God get the me that he wants? And how does he use my story, whatever my story might be, in order to turn me into the person that he wants me to be? And I'm really delighted to get to talk today to Ben Pilgreen. Ben and his wife, Shauna, are friends. He leads a terrific church in the San Francisco area and has written a book that actually coincides almost exactly with what we're talking about these days, which is Bring It Out. Ben, thank you so much.
John, it is great to be here.
Yeah.
To your face, but just you've influenced me so much, and I'm grateful for, I think there's some direct things you've taught me that I've put into this book.
Well, I'm thrilled to get into it. I was thinking about it today. Today was one of those days when I did not get the story I want. The power went out last night, so I had to get up early, try to get some coffee from me, tea from Nancy, getting dressed in the dark, knowing that we're going to be on. I don't know what that's going to look like. I get back, we're staying with friends, and they're in a gated community. The gate won't work, so I have to hop a barbed wire fence. I get back to the house, and one of the two dogs is retching on the floor when I get there, and it looked and smelled worse than it sounds. So, but it's like, that's where God is in the actual day that I have, not the day that I think that I want. And
yeah.
That's a big part of what you're writing about in this idea of Bring It Out. So say a little bit more about the core notion behind the book.
Yeah, I know you've done this a lot, but I just got the final copy in the mail on Saturday.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, so that's super fun, but it's like our story. I know that you and I have talked about this privately, but you know, I am an Enneagram 3 like yourself, and the thing I want most in life is to do something amazing with my life, and I want the world to think I'm awesome. I mean, that's that's where it started. And and John, I realized that for so long I was so consumed with who I appeared to be that I didn't give the attention, time, and energy to the substance of who I actually am.
Yeah. No, when we're pursuing that story, it's such a mixed thing, because when I look at you, the drive, the energy, that desire to make a contribution, those things are great. But you'll know, especially from the inside, and I know in my own story, kind of where ego and concern for self gets all mixed in with that. And I like this language. Part of what you talk about is the idea of a career trajectory versus character trajectory. So say a little about that.
No matter what age we are, we're always thinking about, how can I get promoted? How do I get the raise? How do I get the next company? If you're in the ministry world, how do I get the bigger church? And it's not that that's bad, but what if we gave more attention to, hey, where is my character headed? And I think my passion for that is, if I become the right kind of person, chances are I'll do the right kind of thing. If I do not become the right kind of person, does it even matter what I do?
Yeah.
And so I'm asking the question, one of my favorite questions to ask people, and myself included, is what is present in your life that could hijack God's vision for your future? What is it that if that doesn't change, it's going to have implications for your, you know, marriage, family, career, ministry? And so the framework I really launch into the book's about, how do I understand what I'm supposed to do on this earth?
Yeah.
One is this formula: who is greater than why is greater than how is greater than what. And I unpack that by saying who you become matters more than what you do. Why you do what you do matters more.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I got to come back to that, because, you know, there's that statement of Dallas, which is really why this gathering is called Become New, that the main thing God gets out of your life is the person that you become. So you roll that formula by real quick. Say that one more time, because I love that. Yeah. We might even try to put that up in writing or something graphically, but walk through that one more time. Start with who.
Yeah, so who is greater than what, but also why is greater than what, and how is greater than what. So who you become matters more than what you do. Why, yeah, like your ambition or motivation you're doing, yep, matters more than what you do. How you go about doing what you do matters more than what you do. And oh, by the way, what you do really, really matters, but it's not first.
Yeah. You can get the what to look pretty impressive, but if the who or the why or the how is wrong, it can actually do more damage than good.
Yeah. And so the only person I can bring to my parenting is who Ben Pilgreen actually is, not who, yeah, I want my kids to think I am. The only person, yeah, I can bring to pastoring Epic Church in San Francisco is the person I can, you know, so it's like, man, we give so much attention to polishing the outside that the inside often atrophies.
Mm.
And man, yeah, and that's where we see things where sort of this, you know, it's not obvious. And then 20 years of doing that, and then here comes this massive moral failure or crisis. And you're like, what happened? Well, it's, you know, Jesus said that you can only, you know, bring it out. You can only bring out what you are. Mm. The good man brings good out of the inside. The evil man brings, we're all bringing it out.
Yeah.
Whatever's in us is, you know, is one of my favorite illustrations is, you know, I love a good burrito around the Bay Area. And, you know, as you're going down the line, you get to choose what goes in the burrito. But once you consume it, you're no longer in control.
Yeah.
Whatever's in me is, it's going to spill out of me. And the same is true for everyone.
Yeah. No, I love that. Dallas would often talk about how really the primary moral argument that Jesus had with the religious leaders in his day is exactly what you're talking about, that they defined a good person as somebody who did what was good and didn't do what was bad. And Jesus said, no, a good person is the kind of person who naturally does what is right and naturally does not do what is wrong, because the thoughts and the feelings and intentions and desires and perceptions that are habitually flowing through them are healthy and wholesome and true. And if that doesn't change, just trying to manage behavior is never going to work. So that leads to kind of a how question, Ben. Because our focus often is so directed towards the outside, appearance, accomplishments, image. And so how does somebody actually know if what's wrong on the inside, that internal life, isn't really able to sustain their external life? How do we discern or get an accurate diagnostic look at that?
Yeah, I think that's challenging. I mean, you know, one of the even tricky things about motives is that it can't be seen by other people, at least initially, and we aren't always aware of it. So it's,
yes,
I think some of that is, can I open myself up? That end of Psalm 139, like, God, search my heart. Show me, help me know about me what you know about me.
Yeah.
And I think it's, how do we increase our God awareness? What is this God like who's made me?
Yes.
How do I increase my self-awareness? What is this me that this God has made?
Yes.
And then I really advocate this concept of creating a wisdom table in our lives, this idea like a personal, yeah, board of directors.
Yeah.
So I need people who know God and know me, want God's best for me, but are going to be willing to tell me the truth. And so, you know, no organization or company could ever get by without a board of directors, and yet our lives are so much more important, and many of us have no close advisors helping us be guided through this life to know ourselves. And so I think those things, I like to ask myself, am I striving or abiding in this season?
Mm, you know, that's a great question.
Yeah. Striving looks like endless hustle. Abiding has rhythms of rest and work. You know, striving produces anxiety in me. Abiding tends to produce peace. So I'm kind of gauging that. I'm always looking at my humility and confidence. I think one without the other means that I'm off. You know, humility without confidence often looks like humiliation. Confidence without humility often is about arrogance. And so I'm asking the question, like, on my best, most accomplished days, can I stay humble? And on those hard days, maybe like the morning that you've had, like, can I stay confident?
I love that. On the best days, can I stay humble? On the hard days, can I stay confident? Man, this is fabulous stuff. I wish we had a lot more time. I'll ask one more question. Say a little bit more about that wisdom table. I love that language. And do you formally ask people to do that? Is that a just kind of informal, episodic, as it happens deal? Or is it scheduled? Does that vary from one person to another? What does it look like to have a wisdom table?
This is what's resonating the deepest with everyone who's read the book on the front end. Pat Gelsinger wrote the foreword. This is what captured his attention. And so it came up in a message. We were doing a series on Proverbs in 2017. And since then, it's become part of the vernacular here in our church, but also across Silicon Valley. I'm hearing it in interviews people are giving that I'm not involved in, and it's not a church conversation. So yeah, it looks like knowing what wisdom is. I use the story of Rehoboam, and he had access to wisdom. These advisors who had advised his fathers, he dismissed them from his wisdom table, and he put the friends he had grown up with there. I'm sure the friends I grew up with are super fun. I'm not sure they should be advising my life.
Just in case anybody has not memorized, was it Proverbs 2017?
2013, I think.
2013. Yeah. What does it say?
Yeah. Oh, 1320 maybe. Is it walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm?
That's great. Well, this feels like it has been a little short, way too short, walk with the wise. This is terrific, Ben. So thank you. For everybody watching today, the invitation is to ask God to bring out what is inside you and ask God to put inside you that which is worthy of bringing out. And I will think some about my wisdom table today and who do I want to sit around that. And Ben, I'm very grateful to you. Man, deep, deep blessings on you and your family and your church and your work, which are precious to me and Nance and a lot of folks. Thank you.
It means a lot to me. Thank you, John.
Hey, if you enjoyed that video, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you don't miss any future teachings from John Ortberg here at Become New. My name's Tim, and I'm a part of the team here. This series is all about stories. Everybody has a story, and everybody's story matters. And we want to know about your story, whether it's a story of coming to faith or a story of spiritual growth. Whatever it is, we're here for you. You can email that to us at connect@becomenew.com, or you can text it to us. You can also sign up for daily reminders whenever we drop a new video via text by texting the word become to the number 855-888-0444. You can also send us prayer requests there. There's a team of us that meet to pray each weekday for viewers just like yourself. If you'd like to receive the emails that go along with each video, be sure to check that out at becomenew.com/subscribe. More than a video to watch, this is really a community to belong to, and we're so glad that you're a part of it. We'll catch you next time.